This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. I ended yesterday's show talking about Barack Obama speaking at the University of Chicago, and I should have said this. I should have said that Barack Obama, a terrorist, was allowed to speak at the University of Chicago. And here's what you didn't hear at the University of Chicago. You didn't hear people rioting and wanting to get rid of him, even though the man is a terrorist. And I know people are, Kevin, you're being very mean-spirited when you call Barack Obama a terrorist. Well, I'll ask you, where do you find America? Do you think that we have not been terrorized? Let's begin with the fact that you pay so much more for your insurance than you used to. If you're listening to this program, you got burned by Obamacare. I paid double. So I don't know how you feel. That's terror to me. It's terror when you go to the doctor. My son had to go to the doctor, and we used our insurance. And now I forget what it was. It was like a flu. They sent us a copay bill for $130. The entire bill was like $700 to take my son for the hospital for the flu. Are you out of your freaking mind? $700, double bill to $70 on something, and I'm looking at this bill going, first of all, I'm not paying it. I went back to those people. I said, you must be out of your mind to think that a visit that pretty much was routine is now going to, I got a $130 copay? You must be, you're obviously losing, you're losing your mind. It isn't going to happen. I'll sue you. And I'm dead serious. But I got a bill for $130 as a copay that's got a double bill of $70 on it. They didn't even care. I mean, these people send this stuff out like, oh, okay, I'm just going to pay it. Okay, Scooby. You must be out of your minds, folks, to let this happen. So we have that, the terror. We have the terror to walk the streets in this country. Do you think it's safer because of Barack Obama, yes or no? I'm talking about in the hood. You live in a city? I live in a city. Barack Obama has terrorized my city. The crime rate has gone up 61% in the city where I live, and it has gone up every single year that man has been in office. And you want to tell me he's not a terrorist? Last time I checked, his first role was to protect the citizens of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And this man aids and abets criminals. Now, I don't know if you deal with Muslim infiltration, but you tell me. Ask Orlando if Obama's a terrorist. Ask Baltimore. I already pointed to St. Louis. Go to Chicago. Look at the Muslim infiltration in this country. Terror cells in all 50 states on his watch. And he doesn't seem to care. He had members of the Muslim Brotherhood throughout government, permeating government. He's got a refugee resettlement program that not only brings in more terrorists, but he's got a refugee policy that then breeds them internal to the United States. And you know what his excuse is? He says, we're no longer importing terror. We're growing it. So I'll ask you, how many terror attacks were there prior to Barack Obama in the United States? Yeah. You think I'm being hard on him, huh? School shootings. You want to cover that? Cop shootings. You want to cover that? Let me tell you, if Barack Obama would just come out and say, yeah, I was a former terrorist. I headed up the terrorist organization and planted all these people in the government, I would have more respect for him. Because that's the outcome. Whether you like what I call him or not, the outcome is pretty clear. You have a nation that is far less safe than what it was before. And then what is the legacy of Barack Obama? You want to know? The judge in Hawaii who is stopping Donald Trump from implementing protections, what is exactly what he's required by law to do for us, is being thwarted by a judge that Barack Obama put into place. So he left a legacy of terror in this country. And you wonder why I call him that? It isn't to sensationalize, because in this day and time, folks, you need to learn how to call people what they are. And that's what he is. Oh, Kevin, you have to respect the office. I respect the office. We let in an office that I respect a man who had no respect at all for us. I respect the office so much that I'm willing to tell you the truth about that. I'm not sensationalizing. I'm not trying to get this radio program on Fox. I can get on Fox. I'm not trying to get people to pick up this clip. Oh, Kevin Jackson, he said something so profound. This is not profound. When I get profound, I'm going to go, hey, guys, I'm about to say something you probably haven't thought about. You've thought about this. You thought about this in Obama's first 4 years when you said these are impeachable offenses that this man is creating against our government. And for them to let him at the University of Chicago go talk to young minds and tell them things about his experience and to poison these young adults who are ready to come out into the world and need to see the real world and not this facade that the left continually talk about. It is. It's sacrilege for these people to do this. They don't want Ann Coulter at Berkeley. They burn the place down when Milo's going to speak there. They burn the place down again when Ann Coulter's going to speak. How many conservatives do you see speaking at colleges and universities? Ben Shapiro goes, they want to burn it down. I can tell you at least two colleges that said they did not want me there, wouldn't even allow it to be considered. And you say, we're not at war. We are at war with terrorists in our midst, and we just got rid of the number one terrorist in the country. But Harvard says that Donald Trump is more dangerous than ISIS. Well, let me tell you something. I hope he isn't as dangerous as their daddy, because their daddy is Barack Hussein Obama. Now, if you want to think I'm sensationalizing, you think it. Go talk to your friends and ask them what they think about what I said. Because the majority of America believe as I believe. They believe Barack Obama does not like us. We knew it from the start, and that's why we didn't want him. And we did all we could to get rid of him. But you know what? We may not have gotten rid of him, but we got rid of 1,080 of his henchmen. And we're still working on it. So give yourselves a hand. You need a pep talk, you're at the right place, baby. If you're a leftist and you think I'm wrong about some of this, feel free to contact me, kjradio.com, or... if you got the guts, 844-551-8255. Because I got platters with your butts emblazoned on them. All I got to do is hand it to you. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today, folks. I'm going to keep it real because that's what we do here. And I'm going to make you understand, as conservatives, you are the salt of the earth. You are the reason why I do this. You are the reason this country survives.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Barack Obama could do no wrong. Donald Trump could do no right. You couldn't have two more contrasting styles, more contrasting outcomes than these two men. Well, one man and one metrosexual. You couldn't set it up any better. And what's funny is, if you were just to flip these two, make Donald Trump Barack Obama and vice versa, you could put Donald Trump in the pantheons of history forever if Barack Obama had a fraction of the accomplishments of Trump. Can you imagine if Barack Obama had been a self-made billionaire who had real estate holdings around the world, who had multiple businesses, few peccadillos here and there, bankruptcy, you know, four bankruptcies, whatever, but many successful businesses, a reality TV show that was tops of its time, hobnobbing with the rich and famous, had dabbled in politics and had made himself, you know, people to know who he is, etc. Just give Barack Obama that resume, let him run for office, and let me tell you something. I vote for him. I'd be like, this accomplished brother who's built businesses, knows what he's doing, and now he wants to sacrifice to run for president, and they're ridiculing him. I would have voted for Barack Obama. That might have been the only thing that would have gotten me to vote Democrat, is if he'd had Trump-like, credentials. I was going to find that word. Don't worry about it. I got a lot of them here. I look at my list. Now, ask yourself this. Would America have accepted a Donald Trump failed community organizer who had built his way through the political system by outing people's marriage divorce decrees and had a record of just putting himself on bills without even reading them and had essentially been a dope-smoking, cocaine-snorting whatever, won't release his grades, sketchy transcripts of, sketchy birth certificate, whatever. Could Trump have gotten elected? Then look at policies. Barack Obama comes in, he takes over for Donald Trump, and he says, you know what, this guy didn't do enough with the bombing with Syria. Syria's using chemical weapons. This white dude drew a red line, did nothing. I'm going to bomb Syria. You know what? I'm going to get the Chinese to work with us. They've been manipulating us, and this white dude didn't do anything. I'm going to get them to start working with us, and the first thing I'm going to have them do is deal with North Korea. Oh, that's before I get a coal shipment to come over, because I need to bring business back to America. So he does that, and on. Then I'm going to deal with the Russian situation through our partnership with China, now that we represent 50% of the world's GDP and a lot of its production capability. So I'm going to do that, and on. I'm going to bring jobs in by looking at the existing contracts that we have with Boeing, and I'm going to cancel Air Force One. I'm going to make sure that these people that have done cost overrides we're no longer paying for this at the government. You're going to pay for it yourselves. And I'm going to make sure that we utilize the strength of the government in dealing with whether or not you move a factory offshore, because if you're getting money from the taxpayers, I'm going to make sure they're getting their money's worth. And that's what he did with Carrier. Had Barack Obama's come in and done any of this, what do you think people would be saying? What would they say are his first 100 days? Would they tell you that Barack Obama's saying, you know what, I've looked at NATO, and NATO, I mean, it seems like we've got our folks all over the world, and we shouldn't be putting young American men and women, servicemen and women in harm's way. I don't see how that's fair. Just does not seem right. If he had gone to the UN and said that, what do you think they'd say? If he'd gone to the UN and said, listen, we got all these wars. America's fighting all these wars with you. And we seem to be covering a lot of the debt. And it seems like we keep getting into more and more wars. The UN needs to relook at its charter and start doing these kind of things that will prevent war. What would they be saying about this? What would they be saying when Barack Obama actually did say build the wall? You want to know what Nancy Pelosi did? She voted for it. But when Donald Trump says build the wall, she called it inhumane. She said it would cost too much money and a bunch of... It was ridiculous how she... You want to talk about flip-flopping? It is a complete and utter flip-flop. This is how the left views things. Look. I can tell you right now, and I know I speak for many of you, when I say, you do the right thing, I don't care what your politics are. If you do the right thing, I'm in your corner. If you do the wrong thing, I'm not. We are as hard on Paul Ryan right now as we are on any leftist. Just... ask the question. Mention Paul Ryan's name to people and say, Rhino, won't do anything, anti-Trump, doesn't want to get with the program, the Republican establishment, etc. And you know what? All of it's true. All of it's true. And let me tell you the first sign, and I know I'm going to get into some people's, into your undergarments here, but the first sign that you are not dealing with a pure conservative is when you look at their spouse or significant other. Paul Ryan is married to a vapid leftist. She's recklessly left. And he says, oh, yeah, we just dismiss politics. You don't dismiss politics in your household. Not at that level. You can't. Nor would you want to. When I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, I said, when I say conservative, for me, it's Christian conservative. Now, it could be Jewish conservative. I was just having lunch with a buddy of mine up in New York who's a Jewish conservative. But for the most part, it's Christian conservative because we have so many versus the Jews. But it's Judeo-Christian conservative. That's really what I think. So if you're telling me that you can be down with your mate, with somebody who doesn't share Judeo-Christian conservative views, I don't get how you could do that. Because there's a saying, and you guys know it, if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. So what do you think Paul Ryan does? He makes mama happy. He doesn't make mama happy talking about the things that are important to us. Now, he will come out in public and he'll say this and he'll tell us, my wife, you know, he won't talk about her. But if he were to say it, he'd say, we don't talk about politics in our household. He doesn't have to. Are there things that you know are going to happen and you don't have to talk about it? I'll put it to you this way. I don't have to talk about homework being done in my household. My son knows homework's going to get done. So he says, oh, I don't have to talk about politics. It isn't because of him saying, oh, my wife knows I'm going to be staunchly conservative. No, it means his wife has already said, don't bring it up, and you better remember where your bread gets buttered in other parts of your dinner, wink, wink, get buttered. So that's the deal. And we're harder on him. We're hard on... remember when we revolted against Trey Gowdy for a bit? We can take our icons and go to and get after them. Because right is right and wrong is wrong, period. Not with these stooges. Not at all. They expect us to capitulate at every whim that they have. Well, enough is enough. That's what I say. And I think many of you are saying the same thing. Short break. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're going to love, love, love this story. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. This is liberalism on steroids. It's got all the intrigue. I'm telling you, it's got good guys, bad guys. It's got couture. It's got prom, youngsters, youth. It's got it all. I mean, it's pop culture. It's got, as I said, couture. I can't wait to tell you about it. Because let me explain. If you want to bring awareness to a not-so-worthy cause like Black Lives Matter, the terrorist group that you guys know, you've heard me talk about them, then why not honor the fallen, right? Sandra Bland, killed in Texas in jail. Michael Brown, shot down in his prime by a rogue cop named Darren Wilson. And the other high-profile deaths, you know, Alton Sterling and so on, Eric Garner, all these people that the cops went out to hunt in the middle of the night. Interaction with cops. And hey, for good measure, why don't you talk about Trayvon Martin? You know, he was killed by a white Hispanic. It's not exactly a cop, but, you know, what's the difference? A white Hispanic, a cop. I never heard of a white Hispanic until Trayvon Martin got killed by a Guatemalan dude or whatever he is. But, hey, we got that one, too. So, a girl, 17 years old, Milan Morris, decided she would honor these people with her prom dress. She posted a picture of her dress on Instagram and she wrote, "Yes, I'm black. Yes, I'm 17. Yes, God uses me to convey a message that's bigger than me." That's what she did. And she wore that dress to the prom. And due to its powerful message, it got plenty of attention. Several news outlets came, including Essence Magazine, the iconic black magazine. It's up there with Ebony and Black Enterprise. And they praised the senior at Palm Beach's Cardinal Newman High School, saying, "Great style can also convey a great message." The hypocrisy of the left, folks, with their double standards, allows a student to show support for a terrorist group like Black Lives Matter. But if you dare, or a student all over this country who would dare wear a flag, you will get cited for offensive patriotic behavior. If you were to dare wear a Make America Great Again hat, you would be told that you have offended others. If you dare wear a hat that says America First, you will be sent home or told to confiscate the hat. Don't wear the flag, and God forbid, you got Confederate flag paraphernalia, you might as well wrap it with a Nazi swastika. Students from the Valley High School in Des Moines, Iowa were forced to apologize for their, quote, offensive behavior during a basketball game that involved them wearing the United States flag colors and symbols of America. Now, what about a student, get this, a Canadian student, Mount Royal University in Calgary, Canada, who had to remove his Make America Great Again hat because it was seen as hate speech? Well, it wasn't Canada. I get it. But if Black Lives Matter wants to, some girl wants to give a celebration or dedication to them, well, then Essence Magazine, oh, you go, girl. And people are coming out of the woodwork to go, you are just amazing. I can't believe. Oh, look at you. Oh, you go, girl. Black Lives Matter, folks, claims that it's not a violent movement, that it cares about the police. It is all about nonviolence, but it wants to bring the attention of blacks being killed indiscriminately, wrongly by police officers, which, by the way, I'm just guessing here, but I'd say it's less than 10 a year. And for the record, one person killed by police wrongly is too many in any frame of any bit of time. But I guarantee you this, more doctors kill black people than other people, more than 10 a year. Or 20 or 100. Malpractice is outrageous. There are so many incompetent doctors it would scare you. I don't even want to get into the statistics of it. But so we've got these guys that want to protest, that want to pretend that something is afoot when they know statistically it doesn't back it up. And instead of us really promoting this, and I'm not talking about just the leftist media, I'm talking about you. You should be as vocal about this as anybody else, because the only way this country rights itself is when people stop taking it from the left. When people like us, the conservatives, say, we're not listening to your nonsense. Why do you think I go on TV and say, this, black people, you can complain all you want. The level of criminality in the black neighborhoods has created too much policing. But it isn't because police want to be there. It's because they have to be there. They are there for the protection of those folks. Now, there are some people that go, Kevin, cops can't protect you. Okay, fine. Call it what you want. But whatever the aftermath is, there needs to be detectives to find out what happened so people can be held accountable. Look at it any way you want. Cops don't want to be, they'd rather be sitting at a donut shop, drinking a donut, talking about the ball game last night, than they would policing black neighborhoods at the risk of being killed themselves. So it's nonsense to think otherwise. And we should be promoting the idea that the thing that is causing the problems in the black community are the leftist policies that put people into these things called black communities, and then gives you every bit of gunpowder, fuses, and matches to light the fuse that will make the powder keg happen in those neighborhoods. And what do? You want to blame somebody else. So we got a girl, a young girl, a 17-year-old chick, who decides, I'm going to make my statement with my dress, and I'm going to wear it to the prom. And instead of people saying, hey, totally out of context, not the right thing to do, make your political statement somewhere else, blah, 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 they applaud her. You can bet books will be written about her. People are talking about her throughout the black community. There will be something historic about this. I'm talking about down the road. You're going to hear about this in history books as if it means something. Michael Brown, we all know, is considered a freaking cult hero because he tried to kill a cop. And a girl who would dare pay homage to him is going to be the same thing. You think they're really teaching young blacks how to behave with decorum, how to really look at a situation and say, you know what, that wasn't right. Are some of these people wrongfully killed? Yeah, they're wrongfully killed. There was nobody on there, I mean, maybe Sandra Bland, and again, there's no evidence that says a cop was involved in her killing. The lady was depressed. And look, I'm not going to be the one to tell you, believe everything you hear about the stories. But what I'll tell you is there's no reason for her to be killed. I got arrested for identity theft in a little bitty Texas town called Vega, I believe it was. Had to stay overnight until I missed the judge by 5 minutes for him to get it straightened out. So I got to stay overnight in jail. Get up the next morning. I'm here. They didn't hang me. I went outside. They had a white dude hooked up to a chair who was hauling 200 pounds of dope in his car. And the way he got caught was really funny, but another story for another time. But no, you guys think I'm lying. I'll tell you this true. This is a true story. I'm nice. They say, we got to hook you up, Mr. Jackson. I go, no problem. So they bring me into the jail, put my car in the parking lot, do my fingerprints, the whole deal. And they go, well, you know, it's really sad. We just missed the judge. And I said, oh, hey, it is what it is. And, you know, I guess I'm staying overnight. I'm an overnight guest. And they laugh. They put me in the cell. The guy comes into the thing. He goes, you need anything before we call tonight? I go, nah, I'm good. You know? So next morning I get up. God is my witness. They come to get me. Judge is in there. I walk out. The guy says to me, like a cup of coffee? I said, don't mind if I do. Gives me a cup of coffee. I go meet with the judge. The judge and I sit down. And he says, well, I'm sorry I missed you yesterday. I said, yeah, me too. But hey, good accommodations. You know, guys are really nice. And he goes, well, you know, Kevin, I know it's a case of mistaken identity, but we got to do it. I said, look, you got your procedures. No problem at all. My brother's gotten it all handled on that end. So we're good to go. And he goes, say you're a Texas kid. I go, yeah, I'm from Brady. Get out of here. So we start talking about people we jointly know. I'm just telling you what happens. Now, is it because of my demeanor? Is it because I'm a nice guy? Is it because I have a certain hue of blackness or something? Is it because I was in there kissing cop booty? No, it was because I'm just a nice guy. I didn't give them any hassles. And I went to sleep in their jail, woke up the next morning, got out, and they were as friendly as can be. They were apologetic. So this idea that cops are out to get us is ridiculous. And this girl wearing a dress should be banned. And let me tell you something. Anybody that would dare ban Old Glory, as far as I'm concerned, should get a ticket to Cuba immediately. When are we going to fight back, folks?
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics, yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The situation in which everybody's listening to people who already agree with them and are further and further reinforcing their own realities to the neglect of a common reality that allows us to have a healthy debate and then try to find common ground and actually move solutions forward. And so, you know, when I said in 2004 that there were no red states or blue states, they're the United States of America, that was an aspirational comment. But I think it's, and it's one, by the way, that I still believe in the sense that when you talk to individuals one-on-one, people, there's a lot more people have in common than divides them. But obviously it's not true when it comes to our politics and our civic life. And maybe more pernicious is the fact that people just aren't involved. They get cynical and they give up. And as a consequence, we have some of the lowest voting rates of any advanced democracy, and low participation rates then translate into a further gap between who's governing us and what we believe.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, author of Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism. Get my book, Race Pimping, at racepimping.com. And what you just heard there was race pimping. Pretty simple. Race pimping, Barack Obama. Now, he couched it. He couched his language. I got to tell you, you don't have to listen very much to Obama to read between the lines. Took him 3 months to clear his head, to gather his thoughts, to plot his strategy against America, ergo Donald Trump. Can't allow the white man to be successful. This could tarnish his image as the greatest do-nothing president ever in the history of this republic. There has never been a bigger opportunity. Well, that's not true. Abraham Lincoln. But outside of Lincoln, there has not been a better opportunity to define America than when Barack Obama took office. No better. And is that the Lincoln is number one, Obama number two, and Trump is number three. Those are the three most cataclysmic moments in American history. Now, other people can go, well, Kevin, what about when we were going to go to war? You know, and it was FDR and, you know, whatever. Look, you can rate it any way you want. But in terms of defining who this country is, those are the most cataclysmic moments, in my opinion. And you could make it modern history, and if we want to quibble over it. But Lincoln determining the direction of America through the slaves was a whole, what we were going to be, capitulate to the whims of the South, or whether we were going to say, look, we're going to treat people humanely. So you have that. Then you have essentially the next potential freeing of this nation. And I'm not talking about just freedom from government, but freedom from the idea that America is this oppressive country, et cetera, et cetera. You had the second chance with Barack Obama. And I jokingly say it was emancipation, too. This time even the white folks get freed. But it's inside of that joke is a kernel of truth. It went from being black slaves held by, you know, fictitious walls and stuff, and obviously a system, an ecosystem that would allow people to bring them back if they escaped, to everybody's a slave, and you don't even need to have, there's no walls or barriers. We're not physically on a plantation, but we are metaphorically on it. Whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter. If you are an American citizen, you are a slave to this government. So we have that. And moreover, we had the race, the conflagration of race and religion with the Muslims and all this. And Barack Obama had a chance to say America is great. It is an amalgamation of all these different ethnicities and religions. But we are going to stick to the American spirit. We're not going to divide this country on race lines or religious lines or whatever. You become American. We will honor the Constitution. He had all that ready to go. And he did none of it. He completely upended it. He gave gays rights that they already have. He gave Muslims rights above Christians and American citizens. He showed the most partisan leaning to the left that I believe is in the history of this country. And people, they like him. They still want him to be the leader. People believe, I mean, how crazy is it? I just want to put a little bit of perspective here. How crazy is it when you get your butt kicked in politics so badly that your party loses the House, the Senate, the presidency, effectively the courts, and everybody still goes, "We love you, man!" How crazy can it be? That's what the left is dealing with. That's what you're up against. Whenever you start approaching things with the left from a sane point of view, you better remember what I just told you. These are people who support a man who lost 1,080 seats on his watch the whole time, saying he's going the right way. Ask a leftist if they believe they're going the right way. You know what they'll tell you? The majority of them will tell you, no. But they still go. It's a stupid thing. I hated reading this in college, and I always talk about it because it's so stupid. But I had to read a book in one of these lit classes called Waiting for Godot. And at the end of the book, they say, you know, what do you think you're doing? I'm waiting for Godot. What about you? I'm waiting for Godot. And finally, at the end of the book, they go, let's go, but nobody leaves. That's the left. They know what's happening. The bombs are going off all around them. And they go, well, we're not in a war. They're suffering casualties that would make, I mean, how many governorships can you lose? Axelrod talked about it earlier. We played a clip. He said something along the lines of, he said, we're losing 2/3 of the governorships. We've lost the House. We've lost the Senate. They've lost X numbers of state legislatures. And it is a veritable, it's a morgue. It's not a hospital. And these guys still believe Barack Obama's their guy. How crazy can you be to want that? So here's what Barack Obama, he says. He says, listening to people, here's what his the problem is. Too many people are listening to only the people who agree with them. Let me ask you, go to Wackademia and tell me, can Ann Coulter freely speak there? No. There was, can Ben Shapiro? No. Could Milo? No. And there are names that you wouldn't even know. They're obscure people that have the conservative title. Can they speak at these colleges and universities? The answer is no. They will riot. They will picket. But you could have, if they said Satan himself was coming to speak at Liberty University, which is a right-leaning college for those of you who don't know, and there would be no picketing, very little, maybe a couple of Christian groups, but they wouldn't be trying to shut Lucifer down. They would let you hear him, the silver-tongued devil. But you could be Billy Graham and want to speak at a college or university, and there will be people that would threaten to burn the place down. It's become so ridiculous that even the left is starting to notice. And I'm telling you, folks, there's something to be said for this. When you find, what does it take to wake somebody up? Sometimes it has to be so overwhelming how crazy it is that you finally go. It's like a buddy of yours is dating a girl that you go, she's bad for you. And finally he goes to jail because she wrecked his car, asked him to act like he was driving or something. And he's in jail, and then finally and then she takes his money out of his account while he's in jail. And your buddies are going, dude, what? And she goes, she did what? She took your money out of your ATM. She knew your passcode. Okay, that's it. It takes something so egregious that you finally just can't ignore it. That's what's happening right now with the left. So Obama says, you know, that there were no red states, blue states, just the U.S., and he called an aspirational comment, and the class laughed. They laughed. The kids laughed because they said, they were laughingly saying, we're so divided that for you to make that comment is a joke. And he goes, well, I still believe when you talk one-on-one. He knew it at the time that it wasn't true, folks. Lowest voting rates, etc. Guess who got involved? He says we didn't get involved. We got involved, and that's why he no longer is in power. That's why the left doesn't understand what happened. Congratulate yourselves.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.